Recovery 101. Take another day, take another prayer and say Recovery 101. And say Recovery 101. Take another prayer today, take another seat at the meeting. Recovery 101. In a meeting, Recovery 101. Sober living with Recovery 101. Sober time here at the Recovery 101 podcast. As always with Bruce and Shelley and Mark, the solution, yeah, Recovery 101, yeah.
Thank you to Phil for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLAACRRMMDRAHAPA.
Hey. Already the Anons.
Can you imagine being in AA in Canada?
AA.
We're going to AA.
Don't you know?
I think that one's a little bit Dakota-y.
You've actually done that joke, both of you, in the exact same way on like five other shows.
It's awesome.
Yeah, but it's been a while.
You know what? You know what the thing is? Humbly speaking, it's awesome.
We have a lot of new listeners.
Yeah. And it's awesome. By the way, if you think you can do better in Recovery Idol, there we've had four or five submissions now. You guys have heard some of them. I think it's safe to say that one of them's probably a front runner. But, you know, we have to see as we go along. And we're going to throw it out as a vote to the audience. So if you guys think you can do better than what's already been done, have at it. Send them in. Everyone's been sending in clips. So send in something. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelley
and Mark.
Sweet. So
Bruce,
day,
Bruce, Bruce headed back to Arkansas.
Yeah, really. What?
How was your day?
How was my day?
Bruce has hiccups.
I had a little.
Bruce has hiccups.
I had a little hiccup.
Yeah.
It was very tiring. It was good. The work part of it was really good. It was just I'm exhausted now. So I'm just going to take a nap, and y'all can have a show.
So Shelley went back to her job.
Yes.
Yay.
I was very excited to go. This is going to take quite an adjustment, though, because I didn't realize until I got home and then realized that once you get home from work, the woman doesn't get to sit down. The woman's then supposed to do all the housework.
You have children.
The children that are never here?
Do you make
There's
them come
one in
home?
There right now.
Yeah, doing homework.
Yeah, you know, that homework's overrated.
Yeah.
And I know that I used to do stuff like this.
We were
younger. I think that's originally why I went insane. So something's going to have to give. And it's not going to be my job.
Is there house cleaners on iTex?
Yes. Could be your mind.
There you go.
No, not going to be my mind. It's going to have to be something else.
House cleaners on iTex. There you go.
Out of all the things I've lost in life, the thing I missed most is my mind.
Yeah.
I can already see me sliding into minimalist housekeeping mode, like laundry once a week and like clean up the animal messes and the toilet.
Well, Bruce is home tomorrow.
Probably not. He's probably got errands to run for the store. He usually does.
Well, someone's going to go on one of them for me. I was going to go out to Stresso, but the problem is my truck's not really big enough for that.
Mine is.
Yeah, yours is.
So. Anyway.
Yeah, this has all been just enthralling.
Yeah, I know that the listening audience is like, hand me a drink.
You know how we talk about this as like the meeting after the meeting?
This is exactly
it
what
really
we're talking
is,
about.
This is, yeah. By the way, if I needed a meeting, Shelley, what would I do?
We haven't done that in a long time because no one really needs one.
I would be getting up and going to a meeting. Of course, I wouldn't be doing that right now because I'm too tired, but everybody else needs to get up and go to a meeting.
Bruce? Can they listen to it on iTunes on the way there?
Yes, but then once they're in the meeting, they have to take out their earbuds.
But Bruce, what do you think? If somebody needs a meeting, what should they do?
I think they should turn up the volume.
Yeah,
pump
baby.
Up the volume on the show.
You are
because,
wrong.
You know, humbly speaking, this is the greatest recovery show on the planet.
Actually,
it's not a meeting.
Actually speaking, according to the rankings, it's the greatest recovery show on
way,
the planet.
Way. You know,
which is really kind of scary, actually.
We haven't been out of number one spot in health and self-help in years. You know, we dance and flirt with the top 10 podcasts overall or even the top 40 overall, but in our section, we kick everybody's butt every
time. You know what's really scary about that?
What?
Think about it. It's the three of us.
Yeah, I know.
That are
we're
like,
even beating the party girl that gives like sex advice.
Oh, yeah. Mark's like,
where do I find that show?
Yeah, where do I find that show?
No, see, you can't do that. You can't click on another show because then it boosts them.
Yeah.
That's
but
not
it's
what,
the party
we can
girl
listen.
Giving sex advice.
But we can never listen to anything that's because right. then...
I don't need sex advice anyway.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay. Let's do... Let's see. Sarah, Fran, Robert, Bill, Phil, Donald, Deborah. Deborah sent in a story.
Sweet. Shout out to Deborah.
Shout outs to all.
And Bruce.
I think that's it.
Okay. What we got?
But no Bruce?
You just said Bruce.
You just said Bruce.
I was just hoping that you
blew your own horn.
I
thought the reporter would do it.
Where are the stories that you got?
I had to remember them because you said you didn't have enough.
Okay. In Cupertino, California. Sound familiar?
Yes. I know exactly what this is. It's sad.
At 56 years of age, Steve Jobs has died of pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, it came out this afternoon.
Founder of Apple.
Which so you guys got backwards to figure out when we recorded this show.
Yeah. He'll have been buried by the time this show goes up.
Yeah, that's very sad. He was quite a pioneer.
Not very old.
No.
No, it wasn't.
He was in computer years.
56. Yeah, computer years.
In iPhone years, he was really old.
Yeah, and iPhone. let me tell you, that new thing, the Kindle Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, I want one so bad.
Yeah, that's gonna. It's not to take over the iPhone or the iPad. iPad, but it's pretty close.
You seen the new iPhone coming out?
It's only $199 this thing, and it's got Droid 2, and it's got a big giant screen.
You seen the new iPhone coming out? The one that's got the 3D keyboard.
Yeah.
It's a hologram. You can actually pull the hologram keyboard off onto the counter.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Wow.
Okay, I don't know that I would like that.
Hologram keyboard.
Yep, just pulls right off onto the counter. You can expand it with your fingers and...
Wow, so like a regular keyboard?
Uh-huh.
I haven't heard of that.
Yep.
I saw things talking about that they probably wouldn't come out with a iPhone 5. They'd probably come out with the 4 Plus or whatever first.
Yeah. Okay, I hear the iPhone 6 has a...
Does it wear lingerie?
No, but you can energize it and it'll actually take you from one dimension to the next.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Shall we move on to cocaine, speaking of moving dimensions?
Does it get up and make you coffee? Does it chop up your cocaine for you?
If you pay extra.
The iPhone 6?
Mr. Scott comes with it.
Nice.
Energized.
Well, speaking of cocaine.
In Atascadero, California, an 18-month-old boy was hospitalized after he ate cocaine at his home. His mother called 911 after realizing that the toddler had eaten the cocaine. When the police arrived at the apartment, it was obvious that the boy showed signs of being under the influence, and he was taken to... the hospital.
How can you tell?
Because he was under his bed going, shh.
Yeah. he was at the window peering through the blinds going, no, mommy, no.
You know what? And give him a chocolate bar and he might look like he's been doing coke.
You know what? He wasn't doing it right.
No.
Well.
Teach your children well.
His mother, his father, and his uncle have now been arrested. And
what did the uncle have to do with it?
He lives there.
Wow.
I guess they rounded them all up for cocaine something or other, and the kid's now in protective custody.
I mean, I know you could arrest people for stupid.
I guess you can in Atascadero.
Apparently you can.
In Burbank, California, rapper Tone Loc.
Beautiful downtown Burbank.
Tone Loc.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
Cole Medina. He pleaded no contest to assault, weapon possession, and domestic violence charges.
Imagine that, a rapper charged with such things.
No drugs or alcohol charges, though. That's what I was surprised about.
I think he's being railroaded.
I get the impression from just seeing stuff he's done in interviews. I don't think he's a big drunk or druggie. He doesn't seem like it. Of course, I don't know what that means.
Of course you don't either.
Seem like it. Well, I'm not, so I shouldn't seem like it.
Looks can be deceiving.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, I looked like I was.
Yeah, I've seen photos.
Does anybody know where Fort Pierce is?
It's a fort.
I was in kind of a hurry, and I didn't look it up.
I don't know why I want to say Washington.
Well, at any rate, 22 kilos of cocaine washed ashore on the beach Tuesday morning.
Okay, so we know it's not Nebraska.
Yeah.
Right. It's nowhere landlocked, so it's got to be somewhere with a beach.
Washington might have been a good guess.
Yeah.
All our friends in Washington are like, dude, how did I miss that? Yeah. How much?
22 kilos.
Wow.
People walking along the shore spotted the packages and stupidly apparently called 911. Police arrived and secured the area.
I wouldn't have.
Why is that stupid?
Because they could have sold it.
Wow.
To an undercover cop and been in jail today with...
Yeah.
That's
with
true.
With the uncle and the mother and the father from the other story.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Street drugs have an estimated street value of $2.2
million.
Okay. In 80s money, that would have been a lot higher.
Yeah.
Because the kilos would have cost more.
That's right.
In Jacksonville.
Florida!
Thank you. Christopher Harris learned a lesson about social media the hard way. He met someone on Facebook that he thought was a woman, and it turned out to be a man. He met this person, she-male.
It all looked good until the ball sack dropped
on
out.
Facebook. And then they were supposed to meet up, and... Okay, now this is what I don't get. This is where I'm thinking that he may have a little touch of special kind of stupid, because he agreed to meet this person at the end of a dead-end road. And when he got there, it wasn't a woman, it was a man. Who then shot his car.
I have a question about this.
Wow.
Where do you meet him?
It just says the end of a dead-end road.
No.
Wouldn't the end of any road be a dead end? Because if it wasn't, there'd still be more road to go, and it wouldn't be the end?
Not exactly, because a road goes, say the road is a quarter of a mile long.
And it stops?
It's a dead-end road just all by itself.
Yeah.
But you can get to the end of the dead-end road. You could be in the middle of the dead-end road, and you could also be at the end of the dead-end road.
I see what she's saying.
If I'm at the beginning of the dead-end road, I'd still be at a dead-end, I would just turn around.
Yeah, you'd have to stop to turn around.
And you say, well, but once I turn around, I'm at the dead-end again, so I'm at the beginning of the other end.
Okay.
You told us to try to stretch this boozy news out a little bit. I'm doing my best.
My brain's just exploded. At any rate, so this guy shot his car, and then jumped in his car, put it in reverse, and slammed backwards into the other guy's car.
This is just a party.
Yeah.
So.
Were there drugs involved in this?
No, there were no drugs involved in this.
What was the end result of this?
The end result was the guy that got scammed jumped in his car, too, and managed to get away from the person. They still don't know who this person really is. When the police checked on that Facebook page that the guy met the woman on, it was gone.
Mm-hmm. So, doesn't matter.
You know,
doesn't matter, because they signed up with an email address.
You know what this story reminds me of?
Huh.
Somebody in their house by themselves holding hostages.
Perfect.
It's like, who cares?
Well, you know what? It's kind of like, ooh, they don't know because the Facebook page is gone. The guy signed up with an email address. Even on that email address, it asked you to have another email address to use as your backup email when you did that.
Yeah.
I guarantee the guy is searchable.
In Seminole.
I love that name. Florida!
Seminole, Florida. The president of the Homeowners Association in a particular neighborhood got a rather rude wake-up call. She sent
was
out
it a Seminole wake-up call?
Brother. She sent out letters because the Homeowners Association changed their rules. You have to have a brick mailbox. In other words, at the end of your drive, you have to have this big brick monstrosity with your mailbox like cemented inside the bricks, if you've ever seen one of those.
Yes.
Yeah.
They look really stupid.
They're hard to break off with a baseball bat.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the requirement, the new requirement.
Works.
Well, some of the homeowners are protesting this. They don't feel like they should be made to pay to put it in something they don't like.
That's right.
Well, one of them took it a little to the extreme and blew up the Homeowners Association president's brick mailbox.
Awesome.
Yes, they put a bomb inside the mailbox and went poof.
Now, you know what's really interesting? The federal government delivers your mail to you.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So then they have to deliver your mail to you if you have an address.
Yes.
Right.
So how can they tell you what kind of mailbox you have to have? The federal government has to bring you mail no matter what you have, as long as you have some sort of box out there. So,
because the Homeowners Association wants... Someone in the Homeowners Association thinks that the brick ones look really cool.
I think there's a problem with separation of homeowners and state.
Yeah, clearly.
Are we stretching this out good for you, Shelley?
What? Yes, okay. Just fine. I think homeowners associations are just stupid in general.
Yeah, they are.
I don't want anybody... I don't want to have to pay somebody to tell me what I can do. I do that with the government. I don't need any more.
My mother lives in a place where there's a homeowners association. My mother's next-door neighbor had a tree that was causing a little problem with a sidewalk. My mother has the exact same tree on the other side of her driveway, away from it, that was also starting to have a little issue. While the guys came and took out the next-door neighbor's tree, they said, would you like us to take yours out, too, and plant a new one? They took the exact same tree out, put the exact same new tree in that they did at the next-door neighbor's. She got a letter from the homeowner association because she didn't get permission first.
Oh, brother.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's like, let's see. So we have approval to take a tree out, approval of the company to do it, and approval of the kind of tree to put in, and I didn't bother to check with you first.
Wow. Did you get the HIV story?
No, go ahead.
Oh.
We go from HOA to HIV?
Spanish. Yeah, exactly. Spanish scientists, doctors, have created what seems to be, at least on the surface, quite the virus attacking thing for HIV. Now, it's still in preliminary stages, and the doctor who is Dr. something Esteban wanted to make sure to let people know, look, they've only tested it on 24 people. But of the 24 people, six got placebos. Or no, out of 30 people, six got placebos. That left 24 people. And of the 24 people, 90% of them, it showed extremely positive results on. So shout out to those guys. It's still a long way off having anything done. But yep. I never thought I would ever hear something quite as positive as this coming out. I got that off of MSN or something. Yeah.
Wouldn't it suck to be the sixth?
Yeah, you gave me placebos?
Yeah,
Everyone else got a thing that's been 90%
good. I'm dying,
good.
You know.
Yeah, everybody else got a thing that's 90% good.
Thanks.
You know what I'd say? Okay, now that we know I had a placebo, can you give me the thing that works on 90% of the people? Thanks. I appreciate it.
And a lot of tests, they will. If the test was overwhelmingly positive, they'll go back to the people that ended up getting the placebos and give them the drug that they tested.
Two of them, they'll go, God, if you'd have just got this 6 months earlier, you'd have been fine.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let's see, in Evanston, Illinois, Mayor Elizabeth Tisdall thinks that anyone caught with 10 grams or less of pot should not end up going to jail. They should be ticketed or fined, but not jailed.
Yeah.
10 grams?
10 yeah. grams or less.
How about if they're all in separate packages?
A pot?
Yeah.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. She said if you've got 10 grams or less, she is of the opinion that that doesn't indicate that you're going to sell it.
If it's in 10 different packages.
Around here, if you got 28.3 grams, you're good.
Well, that's not the way it is in Illinois. It's the laws are different. She wants to change it, and her reasoning for changing it is interesting, I think, because usually the vast majority of people that get busted for marijuana crimes are young people, and it messes up their job chances later on.
Well, it doesn't matter. You know where they're all at right now? They're
getting
all in
on.
New York.
Oh.
Well, you want to check out some tough drug laws.
Whining for everything
your
to be free.
Kids in school.
The school, I understand.
No. I mean the state. You get caught with the seed in Arizona, you're in trouble. Like, big trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no decriminalize anything about that in Arizona.
No.
Stay away from Arizona.
We did a Boozy News story a couple of months ago on the fact that they just passed medical marijuana there.
Medical marijuana is different, though. That's different than possession when you don't have a marijuana card.
You have to actually have your medical marijuana card tattooed to your forehead.
Yeah.
Well, at any rate, she said that she wants people to grow up and have jobs and not records.
You know what? Better she should talk to the guy from her state and tell him to create some jobs or get out of the way so we can.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. See, I must be old-fashioned because I'm like, Maybe she should just be encouraging people not to smoke weed so they won't get arrested, so they won't have a problem and have it on their record later. Well, but, you know, I mean, I'm just throwing that out there.
I think she's looking at it from a more realistic approach that, you know, there are going to be kids that do it, so.
So is she saying, like, if we have a certain number of drinks, it should still be okay to drive because,
As long as you're not over
because,
the
you know, you're not going to stop people from drinking and driving anyway.
You're not. As long as you're not over the legal limit.
You know what's funny? I just thought of something. Because we'll have to think of this. I don't remember coming up with a topic before we started this show.
I was wondering about that.
That's nice. So, Shelly? What?
That's the end of the Boozy News.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Aye. So, Shelly, what are we going to talk about?
We're going to let the folks at home hear for the first time how we go about the scientific way of finding our topics.
We actually did a show on topic hunting.
I know. Because we actually, Bruce started the show, and I kind of thought, he must have a topic.
No.
Because he just started.
No, didn't have one at all, actually.
And then I've heard about Shelly's day, so I was pretty sure she didn't have topics.
Do you know that right now Sarah is freaking the F out?
I know, because
they're going to freeze skate. They're going to all skate.
Yeah, so...
So what'd you like to talk about, Shelly?
I don't know. I don't have a topic. I just had a very long day, so.
You should talk about preparedness.
What kind of preparedness?
Well, just like probably in anything. I mean, we went to go to a convention meeting the other night, and the place that we've never seemed to have a key for seems to be the place they keep wanting to pick to have the convention meeting at. And we all stood around outside the place.
And we all got there, and there was no key again.
For about an extra half an hour, you know, deciding. And then people were like, who can we get that has a key? And I'm thinking, by the time we get someone with a key, you know, it's going to be another half an hour. And the time will be done.
There's a Starbucks two blocks away.
Yeah, maybe, you know what, maybe the thing is like preparedness versus winging it. Because like sometimes... It kind of almost goes like with the whole bleeding deacons thing we did before, where people have like this set way. It's going to be at central office.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like, irregardless, people are like still, we've been out there 20 minutes and people are still calling on their phones. Who's got a key? Who's got a key? And Mark and I are like, why don't we just take all the people we have here and just go to Starbucks and just do the thing?
Because anybody else who's showing up when they get here and there's nobody here, they're going to call one of us and say, where are you guys?
Yeah.
And we're going to say, go down to the street, make a left, turn right into the parking lot. You know? Funny story about that, though. At the end of the convention meeting at Starbucks, did you hear the girls at the table next to us?
I didn't.
We prayed out.
Yeah.
And we picked up the chairs to put the chairs back where they were. And one girl goes, oh, my God, I didn't know you guys were having a meeting. Can you sign my court card?
Really?
Really?
I didn't hear that. That's awesome.
I said you didn't come join in the prayer, or I would have.
Nice.
I would have signed it for.
What do you think, Shelly?
Preparedness.
versus winging it?
I don't know. I mean, when it comes to program, I was pretty much winging it and hoping that my sponsor was prepared.
Ooh.
Because I was taking everything on faith. Ooh. And if she wasn't prepared, then I was just going to be flying by the seat of my pants. What is it that you need?
He's practicing semaphore.
I know. I see that.
We have one of the chillins that came out here to waft into the massive blue layer of cigar smoke coming out.
Bruce and I both let cigar smoke go by the time he came around the corner.
I'm liking these, too. Yeah, they've got the whole honey taste on the end of them.
Yeah. Yes.
The honey taste on the one and the crack cocaine taste on the other. It's really awesome.
Shout out to my children who got those.
Oh, yeah. By the way, happy birthday, Mark.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Belly button birthday.
That's right.
Oh, really?
More importantly, happy birthday
Shelly.
Oh, forgot about that.
Now, most people will know already because it was plastered all over Facebook. But Shelly, you know what? There's another one. We were talking about anonymity recently. When you say, here I am and I'm 40-some years old and I'm happy fifth birthday, that's got to be a tip-off to someone about something. It's like, really? Have you been counting backwards since you were like 30?
Yeah, I kind of knew that was going to happen. It's like I just sort of go with it. It's a little bit late for me to try to be anonymous at this point.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, another thing about preparedness.
Oh, yes. Yeah, getting back to the topic.
So we get over to our meeting location. We are sitting at tables in the middle of other groups of people.
Yes.
Should there be a consideration on the fact that since we had to move the meeting to a public place, that for the sake of the anonymity of everybody there, unless it's a unanimous vote, that we don't
that
call
well.
The meeting to order and open with the Serenity Prayer?
I wondered about that as well.
I really wondered about that.
I wondered about that with the closing prayer.
Yeah, me too.
Now, although the closing prayer doesn't necessarily indicate anything about program. Because it's a Serenity Prayer. It's used by many people in many ways.
But was,
at the very least, they think you were a church group.
Right, but when somebody opens up with, my name is so-and-so and I'm an addict, I'd like to call this meeting to order and open with the Serenity Prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a blow it.
That'll do it. That'll do it.
The guy at the table next to us slid his chair about 6 inches to the left.
And this is right before talking about if the convention flyers should have a thing talking about anonymity, about not taking pictures and posting them on Facebook.
Yeah,
and
true.
We open at Starbucks with, hey, I'm so-and-so, I'm an alcoholic addict, and I'm going to call this meeting to order with the Serenity Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Nice way to be anonymous.
So, here's my question for
now,
you,
me,
Bruce.
I don't care.
What was your role in the fact that we weren't meeting where we were supposed to?
What was my role?
Yeah.
In the fact that we were meeting where we weren't supposed to?
That we weren't meeting where we were supposed to.
My role?
Yeah. How did you blow that for us?
I didn't.
Denial. Interesting.
How did I blow that?
I don't know. That's what I asked you.
I was going to say, I wasn't the guy who said he was going to go get the key.
Oh, so this is no fault of yours. This is somebody else's fault.
It's the chairman of the
course,
committee's fault.
Of course, somebody else's fault.
Yeah.
Because you weren't responsible.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm responsible for my section.
So how come your section wasn't in the central office having a meeting?
Because I don't run the meeting.
Where is this going?
Yeah, I was going to say, where was your part?
Yeah, what was your part?
My part was I didn't in advance check and make sure somebody had a key and step up and try to get a key before the meeting.
Yeah, I didn't do that either.
It was my fault.
Oh, it was your fault?
Yeah, sure.
I didn't know we needed a key,
you know,
so I'm in the dark.
I think it was Mark's fault.
Yeah, it was my fault. That's fine.
I still think it's the chairman's fault, but hey, you know. You know what, though? It's true. In speaking about preparedness, you know what? Yeah, was it probably someone else's thing? Sure. But, you know, things like that do become incumbent on everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really do. I mean, we had 7 people out there trying to make phone calls, trying to find someone with a key. At the time, the meeting should have already been running for 20 minutes. And it's like, you know, how unprepared is that? It's true.
We had over 130 years of sobriety in this little meeting, and none of us thought in advance
to make
sure we had a key.
Key. And you know what? I'll tell you what. When they said, to be completely honest with you, when they said we're going to have that meeting at central office again, I thought there's no possible way they're not going to have the key, because even they didn't have even gotten a key from 2 meetings ago,
yeah.
3 meetings ago.
Yeah.
Because the last time that we went to go to central office was three months ago.
Yeah, 3 meetings ago, and we didn't have a key then either.
3 months ago. And then we had it at someone's house, and then we, you know, had it at the 185, and it's like, yeah. So you know what? Preparedness? Yeah, we weren't very prepared.
Yeah.
I was prepared. I had all my minutes done, and my computer has a three-hour battery. Huh?
You had printouts.
Yeah, and I had, well, Bruce did the printouts for me because the computer wasn't working.
I was prepared.
But you had them.
Yes, but I had them. I put them in my computer bag. I made sure we had them.
Bruce prefers to remain anonymous in that. He doesn't want us to know that he did them. You had them. You get the credit.
Well, that's because I'm so humble.
You get the credit. Bruce gets the blame.
Yeah.
No, it works for me. Yeah.
So I'm humble.
Yeah, sort of like a marriage.
Yeah.
When you get a divorce. Divorce is like a gold mine. She got the gold, I got the shaft.
Yeah. That's
not how it worked for me.
Yeah.
Really?
What? Yeah.
Really?
To hear other people tell it, you didn't walk away from a lot.
Well, I was going to say, you didn't get the house and spousal support?
For a limited amount of time, yeah.
Her, let me tell you, her ex couldn't wait for me to marry her. He's kind of like sitting around like a kid at a candy store, like, hey, so how's that thing going with you guys?
Yeah, he actually went to our wedding to make sure that I actually went through with it.
By the way, you left a little on the table. Because you could have gone to him and computed the support he had to pay. Computed if you waited an extra year to marry her, what it would cost him. And gotten half.
I just asked him to write me a check.
For half. Yeah, I'll tell you. It's going to cost you $17,000 if I wait one more. It's going to cost you $17,000 if I wait one more year. I'll take 8 right now and marry her next month.
Damn. Where were you then?
Yeah, where was this a great idea then? Because if we'd gotten married even
you could have
waited like 2 years and gotten married.
You could have helped me with my preparedness on that.
Because, see, when I got married, I ended up adopting my wife's 2 daughters. And I literally told her ex that if he signed the paperwork in the next 48 hours, he wouldn't have to pay child support the next month. And he had it signed, like, the next day.
Yeah, boom.
Yeah. It's all a negotiation. Everything's financial.
Yeah. So, Shelly.
It's all about the Benjamins.
What would your final words on preparedness be?
Final words on a show that's had absolutely no recovery on it at all, except for my little snippet about my sponsor.
You
started this thing off really strong. I don't know how it got sideways so fast. Because you did. You started. Your opening line was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And then this thing was straight sideways.
It could have been your closing
line.
Well, that's because you guys have to talk about what happened at the convention committee.
Well, that was part of preparedness. I mean, you know what? Wasn't that an excellent example? A bunch of people with a bunch of time, knowing this thing's coming for a month before it happens, and the night of the event, not one person can explain where a key is for the building we're supposed to be in.
Who has the key? It looked like a scene from Wizard of Oz on the Yellow Brick Road. The scarecrow's pointing 9 different directions.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's the key? It's this way.
I don't know. You can't prepare for everything. Sometimes things happen and you're not prepared. You just have to fly by the seat of your pants.
Yeah.
Just pray and hope it all comes out okay. But, you know, this goes into this verges a little bit with me into borrowing trouble territory, because I like to plan ahead. And you always tell me I'm borrowing trouble.
So how come you didn't have a key?
I didn't know we needed one.
How were we going to get in?
Do you think they leave central office unlocked all the time?
No, because at the previous meeting, I specifically remember a certain member of the committee saying, I will get a key.
Therefore, I would assume that somebody had a key. I'm calling shenanigans, because a minute ago she said we didn't even know we needed a key.
No. I said I didn't know we needed a key because I thought somebody had gotten one.
Well, that's the same
in the
thing everybody thought.
It might be in the minutes, so I don't know.
That's the same thing everybody thought. So your thought process is no different than ours. We all
Shelley just solved this whole thing, though, because the guy who said he'd have the key ended up having to go out of town, so he was unable to attend the meeting.
Oh, maybe it was him, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Shelley... Oh, so Shelley
we'll
knew
have
all
to look
that.
In the minutes.
Well, Shelley knew all that because she had the notes.
Right.
So it's all Shelley's fault.
Don't throw me under the bus.
I'm placing you gently.
Oh,
that's
you know
what Sarah told me to do, place you gently under the bus.
Yeah, leave Sarah out of this. So I don't have any more final words. I'm all done. I'm done with this car crash.
Okay, Mark, what are your final words?
I find when I don't prepare for something that I have time to prepare for, I usually get exactly what I deserve.
That's good. Prepare for being unprepared.
Yeah.
Because you know what? That's so true. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, you know what? Everyone should go off the Murphy's Law thing. It's like, you know what?
What?
Of course, that would be borrowing trouble, wouldn't it? Murphy's Law. It's all going to suck.
Just like when we prepare for a show and pick a topic before we start.
Yeah, usually that's a
good idea. It turns out a lot better than when we don't.
Yeah, usually that's a good idea. Shelley?
What?
I know a guy that's prepared every month.
And that would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
You
can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. And you will get it someday.
Wow.
Unless they shut down when it's halfway across the United States.
Yeah, they're shutting down like 130 processing plants, so, you know, don't hold your breath. He'll turn blue and fall over. And you can also inquire about franchise opportunities.
You know what's great about that?
What?
The president can claim he's shrinking government. Going to close a bunch of processing plants.
I know how to shrink government really fast.
Fire the president?
No. Get Congress in session and then turn on the sprinklers.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow, that was deep.
Yeah, turn on the sprinklers inside the Senate?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's mostly none. The Gordon would be fine.
Might shrink their suits. I don't know if you'll shrink them.
Who are friends? Who are friends online?
That would be In the Rooms at intherooms.com. The way you get to intherooms.com is you go to recovery101.net, which is our site.
Yes.
You scroll down and click the link, and it'll take you directly to the site where you can put up a profile. You can enter the A of your choice. And
gently.
You can go search around in it.
Wow.
Ew.
What were you thinking about?
Yeah,
you have a dirty mind.
I know what you guys are thinking about.
Joining the
joining an A and searching around.
What were you
around.
Thinking, Shelley?
I know what you were thinking because you said gently.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to like go in there like a house of fire.
Busters. Yeah, you don't want to go in there like a house of fire.
Upset anybody?
Yeah, come on,
so, oh, brother.
But anyway, there are speaker tapes and online chats and online meetings. It's sort of a Facebook of recovery sort of place. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101.
Yes.
And you can listen to the show on our embedded player.
Yes.
While you search the site. And it is all absolutely, positively
free.
Cheap.
It's a bargain at thrice the price. By the way, again, Recovery Idol, 30 to 60 seconds. Recovery 101 jingle for us. It's got to say Recovery 101 in it. As you can tell by some of the ones we played. We don't have any other requirements other than that.
But you can put some other words in, too.
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can add other words and things like that.
Just not the word sucks.
You can if you want. We'll still play it once.
You know what?
You can use the word sucks if you use it in a sentence in a song that goes something like, all the other shows suck.
You know what? I think if the,
or
you,
Bruce and Shelley are great and Mark sucks.
I wasn't thinking of that.
Hey, okay. let me tell you. There was an ad I did one time for Recovery 101. It's got a guy flipping off the camera. It says, Recovery 101 is number one. And, of course, he's holding up the one finger. Huh. So, you know what? If you say Recovery 101 sucks, hey, you know what?
Fine.
I'm there with that as well.
We'll play it.
I edit the shows, so.
We'll play it for you. It's in good humor.
Ultimately, I get to decide what goes on.
What?
Oh, listen to Shelley.
Bruce, do you have any email addresses?
And we do. Matter of fact, if you want to send your Recovery Idol submission, recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com. Also, If you'd like to join the crack staff, that's like our crack advertising staff. You'll notice we do have a new ad that's been running lately. Awesome, awesome guys. The New Way. I like that name. Anyway, if you'd like to advertise with us, you can send us an email any way you'd like. You can contact us on our Facebook page. If you look up Recovery 101, you'll probably find us. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn serious.
We sure as hell don't. And Shelly, who's the lead out music by? Shelly has just filled her mouth with red velvet cake.
Why don't we just do Kill Devil Rum Club then and call it a night?
Okay, Sarah, that's for you. Kill Devil Rum Club. Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care and take care of you.
Yes.
Then again, it's coming back to me.